is Davin's Den.
All right, there we go. You know, here's a problem. We got, like, we're playing really short songs tonight.
Yeah.
So I had to pee on the break.
Right.
And you always have these long pees when you just don't have time for it. Yeah. You're just staring at the guy's kid. You're just staring and go, really? Now's the time?
Now.
But I guess if it wasn't the time, I wouldn't have had to run out of here like my ass was on fire.
Well, you know, I was over Pimp Helix's house, and we were watching the interview that David Letterman did with Howard Stern,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about his old DJ days, and it reminded me that I used to have Liz Barker High Heel Boys by Traffic and Space Odyssey by Bowie where I have to run down the hall and pee and get back in time.
Same with Freebird.
Songs.
Yeah.
You know, like
a lot of DJs have that.
Yeah, those were my two go-tos when I really had to pee and I was alone and had to race down the hallway because that was back in college.
What was the running time on Low Spark? Five.
It's long. Five no, it's longer than that. What is it, like 7, 8 minutes?
I got a quick story. Just as music fans, a girl I knew gave that album to me for my birthday.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, really? Thanks. And I play. It's one of the most incredible albums ever.
Yeah,
I
love it.
The groove on there's a groove through that whole album that's just amazing.
So I guess the point of that story is you're ungrateful.
When I brought the album home and I played it,
right?
Played
but at the moment producers. Where the moment where she's presenting you,
because I really wasn't a big Traffic fan, and
you
then
really
I
should
then
play
I heard,
in it.
Then I heard the album and it was like amazing.
Did you call her and say it was an amazing album?
Yeah,
okay,
I did.
Good.
Yeah.
At least you didn't leave it that way where you gave her
No.
Nobody
no.
likes the meh
no.
when you give them a
no,
gift.
I'm like, well, no, I was gracious when I got the album, but
right.
I'm saying, and then I play, amazing, absolutely amazing. The next time I saw it, like a day later, I thanked her profusely. It was a really good album.
It's 11 minutes, 41 seconds.
Great tune.
Yeah, and I missed a lot of it because that was my Run Down the Hall song. So I knew the song already, but I was like, I missed it most of the time.
And there's songs that have atmosphere
mm-hmm.
about it, an atmosphere, and that tune, that whole album just had an atmosphere about it. It's really good.
Yeah,
really
yeah. Good. One of my favorites.
Mm. All right. So let's do some Ann Jackson.
Okay.
What are our categories?
Okay, so our first category is Mr. Davin. And our second category is mess media.
Why isn't that playing?
Our third category is why isn't that playing?
Mm-hmm.
No. And I'm going to say that our third category is idiot.
Singular.
Idiot.
Yeah,
I wasn't calling you idiot.
No,
you?
I...
She's not saying you're not.
Who are you going to call?
Third category is idiot. No.
Idiot.
So what do you think? Mr. Davins.
All right, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with three Mess Medias.
Okay.
And put me down for, four idiots.
I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins. I'm going to say one Mess Media. And I'm going to say 10 idiot.
All right. So last time I spoke with her was January 23rd, 2015.
Okay.
This is March 5th of 2015.
Whoa.
Well, because she's turned on me, I'm not really responding, and I've ripped into her. I've had enough of her.
Oh
nonsense.
no, and she deserved it because she was saying all kinds of shitty stuff about
yeah,
me.
So I've had enough.
Oh, who you gonna call?
Baby.
The cat walked by.
Whose tail is that?
And the show stopped.
Who's? Because we love Matt.
I know. Well, what was
How's
really
Matt
funny
feeling
is...
Better?
She's feeling better.
Oh, your baby.
Thank you for asking.
The really funny thing was that I put my hand out for her to sniff it, and she goes... Yeah.
That's just her noise.
I know, but it's cute.
Yes, we love Matt.
Okay. March 5th, 2015. Mr. Davin!
That's one.
I have been busy with my jobs. I do not come online often, and I am planning to call FBI again.
I've seen him once porn.
I am planning to call FBI again for arrest. This is not a joke, Joe.
Stop trying to have fun, Joe.
It's like she knew.
Yeah, stop having fun.
Yeah, stupid's gonna be making wise over there. Let me just put this for Joe while I tell you what's going on.
Murray, use a coaster.
By the way, Melvin Santos is a fucking asshole. I like how that's in the side.
Right,
by the way.
In case you were wondering.
By the way, because it's been on everybody's mind.
By the way.
I know you're thinking, but by the way.
It's like, by the way, Melvin Santos was overstepped his love. It's not that.
That's like if we go in a meeting, and we're in a meeting, with one of the vendors or something like that, or the factories or something like that, and we'll go the ride home, and it's like, yeah, maybe we could do that. By the way, he's a fucking asshole. Yeah.
Is his name Melvin Santos?
Yeah.
I will let Brown Cotton get arrested. I do 100% for sure this.
100% for sure this.
Yes.
100% for sure this.
Those fucking mafias, James H. Miller and Parker D. Green, are online very often. Recently, I spend my free time reading news about corruption. Some light reading. All the victims' money are being held by corrupt government, and they put the funds in the treasury. Finally, the funds are being transferred to another countries because the government are very good at money laundering.
Now, that's sad because there's no funds.
Right.
The most greedy and evil people are government. How ironic. Not really.
No, we all know that.
Here is the real scam. This mail is from Nigeria. So she sends me an email. It's from the Royal Bank of Canada. And the as you would imagine, the email address is royalbank14@aol.co.uk. AOL.
Like it's some chick that lives overseas. It's a fucking bank.
Yeah, really.
Reply to Royal BNK Customer Care Unit 88 @gmail.com.
Okay.
Gmail.
Yeah, sure.
Because big banks, like the big national banks, have a Gmail account.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Royal Bank of Canada, VMware Canada Inc. Gives phone numbers. One of those phone numbers is a 917 number, which is New York. 646 is New York too.
Yeah. Isn't that New Jersey?
Is it?
I think so.
It's 1917 because that's an American.
Yeah, 917, isn't that the
917
Jersey?
Is
no, 1917 is New York.
New York. That's 917 is New York.
Like Brooklyn or something.
Yeah.
1646, is that Jersey?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. So the Royal Bank of Canada is setting up shop in New York and New Jersey.
In our neck of the woods.
Sure.
Good.
Branches locally. Stop at your local branch.
By the way, for those who don't know, I've lived in both those states. I've never seen a Royal Bank of Canada branch anywhere.
No.
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 Not really something we have.
No.
No. Dear beneficiary. No, that's how you know it's personal. The Board of Trustees and Management of RBC Royal Bank of Canada wish to officially inform you today that your outstanding inheritance fund valued at the total sum of $21 billion...
What?
It's my bad because they used a comma instead of a period.
Oh they do.
As a bank is wont to do, you know how they're lax with money that way.
Yeah, not thorough.
No, $21,400,000 United States dollars, which was deposited with our bank here in Canada to your name many years ago, has been legally approved and authorized by the European Union Committee on Foreign Payment Resolution. Following with the payment release letter we received from the Canadian Finance Ministry and Canadian Ambassador to the U.S. Because ambassadors work on that shit.
Sure.
Right now, because, the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, is the ambassador to England for the United States. So right now, I'm sure he's sending out letters about inheritance funds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure Woody's working on that.
You're working on the Jets.
Well, they got a new GM, Joe. For onward transfer, therefore, an instruction to credit your fund have been given to this bank by the FRB, Federal Reserve Bank of Scotland, for immediate release of your fund to your bank account. They are fucking bringing in the whole United Nations for this
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Yeah.
And who's got the money now?
Who's got a period from the fucking end of sentence? That's all one sentence.
Damn.
He just traveled 4,000 miles in a paragraph.
That's funny. Meanwhile, bank rates.
Meanwhile,
Melvin Santos still a fucking asshole.
Melvin Santos still a fucking asshole.
Meanwhile, be informed that your fund transfer notification ladder instead of letter.
Well, they have to climb up.
No, not that ladder.
Oh, yeah, I know.
has been forwarded to the Central Bank of Canadian and the General Director of IMF, International Monetary Fund, Office in America for final approval. And this is because, again, I'm fucking begging for a period.
That's what a lot of people do when they're not sure if she's pregnant or not.
This is very true. And this is because to transfer such huge amount of money, we really have to notify every offices that is concerned in any international fund transfer that is moving out of Canada just to avoid any problem when making the payment to your bank account, comma. But we have successfully gotten some of the fund release approval documents from the next page. Still don't
from
have
the
a period.
Next page.
Still don't have a period here. Legal department regarding this transaction, period.
Oh, you're starting to think the story was reaching menopause.
I think I reached menopause through that.
Yeah, she's definitely pregnant. Oh, there it is.
Well, let's give Anne this. She realizes this one's bullshit.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank Christ.
However, we, the Royal Bank of Canada, hereby advise you to quickly reconfirm your full banking information to this bank once again to enable us to proceed with the claim process of your fund, comma, and this is to avoid any mistake in the transfer of your fund, comma. So as a result of this, we now advise you to kindly get back to us with your residential home address and your complete banking details as to enable the management of this bank to facilitate the smooth release of your fund to your account, period. I'll tell you what, there's a fucking limit. Every paragraph gets one period, don't you ask for one more.
You want to know something? It's funny. It's like we all bought houses. It's like you're reading this. It's like, this is ridiculous. However, it's nothing different than fucking underwriting sends you.
Actually,
you
it's know? True. It's true. You know? If you were reading it out loud, you'd be like breathless at the end.
It's like it's
the commas don't even help.
Note that we have some of the approval documents to your name already, and we shall also send them to you as soon as we hear from you with your full banking and residential details. Then the house, so we can fucking threaten you.
Yeah.
We await your immediate response with your information to enable us proceeds with your fund transfer process. Thank you for choosing Royal Bank of Canada.
Oh, my God.
Signed. He wrote signed.
Signed.
He oh, wrote geez. Signed.
That's his closing. Signed.
Signed. Not sincerely. Signed.
Signed.
Signed, signed everywhere. Signed.
Speaking of regards, sincerely. You speak of regards. You put regards if it's going to be that. You know, regards.
You know,
if
yeah. You know, respectfully,
not a personal,
yours.
If it's a business letter.
Signed.
Signed.
Or if you're three, if you're in third grade, from.
Yeah.
Signed.
From.
Yours faithfully.
Oh.
Reverend Jim C. David. Let's get the
Reverend.
Little Reverend. That's the only thing I get. REV stands for.
Yeah, it is. But what's he doing working for the Royal Canadian Bank?
Well, it says right here he's the managing director.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's funny. He put the managing director, not managing director, the managing director.
And what's the matter with you? Banks are closed on Sunday. He's got time to go to church, run the joint. Yeah.
That's true.
Don't you think?
He's moonlighting. He's a moonlighting priest. Yeah.
So thankfully, Ann did not fall for that one. That was god awful.
That is really terrible.
But not the worst we've read.
No. And of the ones that she fell for, you know.
Brown Cotton, you'll be arrested soon. Fuck you, assholes.
Who's he talking to?
She's talking to Brown Cotton.
He's always told he's going to be arrested soon.
And he's like, yeah, really worried about it.
And she's crying wolf every time.
Yep.
You are a fake FBI since you are stupid.
Man.
You heard her.
I almost spit out my iced tea.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, you spit.
There was enough issues over there with liquids. All right, you know, keep it under control.
You need a tarp over there and a sneeze guard, you know, to cover everything.
There's not a salad in front of me. It's a laptop.
Yeah. Just put her in bubble wrap.
Funny.
The hunters fuck you up, and that means you are a fucking asshole.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
You heard her.
I know.
You will be arrested very soon. Fucking Melvin Santos is a money eater.
Nom, 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 nom.
You are a fucking covery scammer.
A what?
We don't have time for recovery scammers. Just covery.
Just covering.
She's a covery scammer. You asked for the money, and David Moore took the money. Shame on you.
Well, isn't it shame on David Moore?
I don't. Shame on everybody. Shame on me.
Okay, we'll spread it around.
James H. Miller, kindly return the fucking money to me. You are a fucking asshole, and this is what I know.
I don't know much, but
this I know.
This I know.
You are a coward hiding behind the fucking Yahoo Messenger or mail. You are not a human being, but a fucking animal. You are shameful because you are not a soldier, but a fucking scammer.
Wow.
You are good at co-working with Brown Cotton and Parker Green. Now I found Parker Green is a fucking mafia. Brown Cotton is a real fraud star. I will let him get arrested. Well, okay.
She's
going to prevent it.
Yeah. Let him go. Give him enough rope to hang himself.
Yes. It's all part. She's playing nine-dimensional chess, Joe.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Eric Bohr is a shameful blocking himself out.
I'm still doing the math on that. Okay.
That fucking Melvin Santos is hiding after stealing the money from the victims.
That rascal.
Because he's good at doing money laundering from foreign countries. Most of fucking corrupt government are doing money laundering or hiding their corrupt money in another countries. You are fucking scammers. She's all over the place.
Yeah, she is.
Plus, none of these countries have her money. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. And they put too much starch in it last time.
I think Ghana might have some of her money, Joe.
You think? Yeah.
Brown Cotton, a big fraudster, cheated on four victims' money due to inability of dealing with criminal cases. No.
That's not what happened. His inability to deal with fraudulent cases.
He's a perfect ability.
His ability is
quite
good.
Yeah, good.
Stealing your fucking cash. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
A big fraudster asked the victims to pay for the fees to his so-called agent David Moore in Ghana dealing with money laundering. A big fraud cheated on me, saying to bring me the gold bars and my funds from the United Kingdom via Hong Kong, and I got nothing. I am a true witness. Are we fucked.
Yeah, haven't heard about the gold bars in a while.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you ask, you shall receive.
There you go.
Finally, scammer Melvin Santos informed me that the funds are moved to Hong Long.
Is that a real place?
He's a Chinese porn star.
I knew that was coming.
Parker Green threatened me, saying I am lousy.
Well, that's hardly the worst thing he's ever
rough
said.
Rough words.
Yeah, really. Lousy. Oh, my heart.
Who are scammers? Well, we kind of know.
Yeah.
James H. Miller asked me to pay for the fees because they would like to offer me my funds. Notice. And now we go to Bull Busting Blue.
Oh.
They never do transfer, but only ask for payment in advance. She keeps on saying the same shit over and over
again. I know.
Seriously, she's got to be ill.
She is.
Like I said, she's schizophrenic.
Notice. And damn it all red.
See that.
This is new that she's saying notice. That's not her usual.
She's got new tricks.
Yeah.
Wants to keep you entertained.
Yeah. Notice.
Notice.
This so-called James H. Miller got gold bars, and Brown Cotton would like to bring me gold bars. But he never came to Japan. He flew to Paris. Ha ha ha. Shame on him.
He's going to get fucking gold bars through fucking security and customs.
I know.
Can't even get a bottle of water through.
Yeah, I know. You're going to get gold bars?
I know. It's like, there's too much shampoo in this bottle.
Yeah.
Is this perfume? Hey, look at these gold bars. Oh, they can go.
Oh, they can go. Bag's a little bit heavy because there's only 27 of them in there, but nonetheless, I'll help you, madam.
And this machete? That's fine.
Yeah.
He did not know where Japan is.
Okay.
It's not a geometry bee, lady.
Yeah.
All right, back to ball busting blue.
Okay.
Mr. Davin.
Yep, too.
Kindly report these cases on your air because I want to fuck them up. Wait a minute, I thought I was...
Whoa. Yeah, but you're a fraud star.
I'm a fraud, I'm no good too.
Yeah, so why put it on your so-called radio show if that's no good?
It's been a month, why not?
Oh, my boy.
I must take action soon. Because discipline is your strong suit.
Yeah, we waited 4 years before we got to it.
Yeah, I know.
I will tell you about my true action after reporting to FBI.
Okay.
All right. Melvin Santos, do you think you can hide? Many hackers will hack you because you are a criminal. That's what they're going to do. Mm. You stole the money from the victims working with the big fraudsters, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James H. Miller, and Parker Green.
Roll call.
Who impersonate U.S. soldier Miller and one high-ranking killer. Brown Cotton claims to be IC3 man under FIB. I think she was going for FBI.
Or MOUSE.
But I think FIB is correct because it's FIB.
Yeah, it's fakes in black. Men in black. Yeah.
Asking the victims to send money to Ghana. You are all fucking animals. Well, it's better than fucking my daughter with Taylor Buns.
I know. Really?
You cannot
make me poop out in the yard.
You cannot hide forever, and you will get punishment.
Ooh.
Subject, please help me with this.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
Now I gotta help. Kindly send me your website because I want to send it to FBI due to my scam. I'm really doing this after getting the stable jobs here in Japan. I have three jobs.
Wow.
If you got four. If we have more jobs, we never worry losing jobs. They're not marbles or buttons.
Yeah.
If we have more jobs, we never worry losing jobs. When does she sleep, by the way?
Maybe that's what the issue is.
Yeah.
Could be lack of sleep.
Please help me with this, because I want to call FBI tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Tuesday here in Asia. I also contact another anti-scam site. Help
me
with this. Thanks. And me. I go, what anti-scam site are you working with? I thought the anti-scammers and myself were all idiots. That is what you've told me time and time.
That was just not happening
I'm
anymore.
Done. I washed my hands with it.
Yeah. It's like, if we're all such idiots, why are you calling me to help you?
Yeah, am I wrong?
No.
You got your little feelings hurt there. Why should it be nice now?
She's been a twat.
Yeah.
She has been.
Yes.
You know, everybody's
not arguing.
Everybody's tried to help her. She fucking, you know.
She turns on them.
She discredits everybody because she doesn't want to face the truth.
Yeah, she turns on everybody.
So she's always got to find new fucking anti-scam sites because everybody's like, all right, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Or she's a scammer.
Yeah. Mr. Davin.
Oh, four.
These people are online. I swear to let them get arrested since I have the true evidence. Brown Cotton is a big fraud star. He will be arrested by FBI since he's under FBI IC3 man. He has no idea how to fly to Japan. That's the issue. The guy can't book a fucking ticket.
Yeah. No idea. You go, you see that thing, that big thing with the wings on it? Looks like a big fucking bird. Get in it.
This news to me, Joe. Huh? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. How's that work?
He is not FBI man, but an idiot fraud star. Idiot.
Idiot.
Oh, yeah. Idiot. You point at me and I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, yes. But that's not
he
why.
Said idiot and pointed at me and I'm like, huh? Yes.
March 9th, 2015. This is from victim A.
Oh, okay.
So I write to her. I just saw your message to me from December. It went to my Facebook spam filter. I did not even know that existed. How are you?
Yeah.
I learned something in 2015. Hello, Davin. I am good. Thanks to God for treatment. I promise to tell you my story. I want and can do it. I'm ready, but there are some difficulties. It's a very long story, and in English, I cannot write it all. Rather, I can, but I'm afraid that the translator is translating all my thoughts right. I have to correct many times. Maybe I write in Russian language, and you are translate. What do you think about this? So she's going to write it in Russian. I'm going to fucking...
What are you, Putin? How do you know what she wrote?
I know. It's going to be difficult.
It's a great guy.
Karpushka, pushka, 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 pushka. I helped.
Vodka.
Vodka. Kapushka.
There. He just looks at you like, really?
So I write to her, I'm glad you're well. I would have to get somebody fluent in Russian to translate it for me. If you are serious, I will ask. Shall I ask? She says, ask. I go, okay, I will do that. My email, and I give her my email. You can send it there. Once I get it translated, will it be okay if I ask you questions if I have any? She goes, ask only without my name and photo, without showing my email and my other data.
Okay.
I understand that. I go, of course, you have only been known as victim A on the show. I have a translator. Please send me what you can. Thank you.
Okay.
She goes, okay, if something is unclear, ask questions, but only request, do not rush me. I will try to write you all in great detail. All I remembered, and please do not call me a victim. I am not a victim.
Oh, nice. Good.
I was falling in love. I was in love with an American soldier on the picture and took advantage of scammers.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay,
yeah.
No rush. Message me here when you've sent me your first email so I know to look for it. She goes, okay, first I'll write it here, what I sent you in the mail. I go, did you mean from December? I have that, and the English is good.
Mm.
She goes, I do not know what you mean about December. I do not remember what I sent you, but it was not my story. My story about scammers I have not yet written to you.
Oh, okay.
I go, okay, my mistake, write your story. You will help people with this. She goes, okay, I'll write it. I promise, and I'll do it. And now goodbye. It is now 2:15 here. Good night. Bye. I say good night. Well, all right. So that's that.
Wow. Okay. So we haven't heard her full thing
we have
then
not.
Yet. I didn't realize that. All right.
March 10th, 2015. Mr. Davin.
There we go.
I'm going to send it to IC3 again by using your website, too. Now I'm
the
expert.
Yeah, you're the guru.
Can I just stop this for a second? Do you realize the demeanor between these two people?
The difference.
The difference of the...
Well,
you
know, one is not insane, Joe.
That's my point. Yeah, one is just like you go, then you're back to the insanity.
Yeah.
It's like talking to you and Pip.
It's like talking to my ex-wife.
Wait a minute. Which one's the insane one? Yeah.
I'll let you guys fight it out. Mr. Davin. That's the one I just said.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you to IC3 again using your website too. I sent this one to IC3, so I also need your website and I will call FBI. And she attaches her fucking blog to it. By the way, I'm really busy with my jobs here in Japan. My jobs are not bad. Mr. Davin.
Yep.
Maybe Brown Cotton is trying to track
me.
He is an asshole. Mr. Davin.
Ooh.
Brown Cotton is online now. Mr. Davin!
Oh. God damn her.
They are online. I need to go to bed because I have to wake up early. Wait for your website. I mean, she should be able to fucking find this shit on her own.
I know. How many times have you corresponded? She couldn't just look you up?
That's not her strength.
Why doesn't she just Google Mr. Davin?
You don't understand. The reason Brown Cotton and Miller and Green are so interested is because she's so good at investigating things and finding scammers
mm-hmm.
and all. So. That's why, Pep. That's why. So good at investigating. Just don't ask her to use Google or DuckDuckGo or Bing or Ask Jeeves or.
I was just looking at Mr. Davin to see if you would be the first thing that came up. Somebody, Mr. Delvin, comes up. How dare you?
He's an imposter.
Yes, he is.
He's a big fraud.
He's also black.
Well,
that's not you. I can tell right away that's not you.
Could be where it counts. March 12, 2015. This is from victim. She doesn't want to be called victim.
Yeah. What should we call her instead?
A.
Of just,
A.
Yeah.
Hey. It's from A.
Hey.
Good day, Davin. How are you? One friend of mine invited me on a dating site to communicate Top Face in Facebook. I don't know.
Top Face?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sounds like a
that.
Villain from like Batman or something.
Yeah, really.
On this site immediately to me wrote supposedly American named Mike Green, introduced American officer serving in Iraq. This is her story. He seemed to me as a scammer, and I wrote to him about my thought. He apparently complained to a site moderator, and I was immediately blocked. I have a request. I'll send you his last letter. I managed to save it. Other message I did not have time to keep. I immediately blocked the moderator. So this must have been going on, was going on with her at the time.
Right.
Look in your opinion, could write it American. I mean, spelling, penmanship, etc. Or I was wrong that it is fraud. Thanks in advance. So she wanted me to look something over.
Okay.
Said, good morning, A. How are you? Your instincts were correct. This letter is not the writings of an American. She says, thank you. I say, you're welcome. All right. March 13, 2015. Subject, when I hurt the most.
When I hurt the most?
Yes.
Okay.
So when I get my cock caught in my fly.
Ow.
Yeah, it hurts the most.
I thought it was when you're like sliding into first and your cock is like hitting the ground.
Why would I slide into first? It only slows you down. You slide into third or second.
Slide into third.
Or home.
Yeah.
You usually wear a cup, too.
Who wears a cup playing softball?
Okay.
You wear a cup?
No.
All right.
Maybe you should. Look at your knee.
You don't put a cup on your knee. That's a knee pad on your
knee. Look at the boo-boo you got there.
Yeah, did you see that?
I see it now.
Yeah.
Can't take his eyes off it. He's mesmerized.
You didn't play in shorts, did you?
No.
You should wear knee pads.
So what you do? Do you do all your best jobs?
But. By the way, he was looking at Davin when he said that, not me, as usual.
He knows I'm more willing.
Yeah.
You should be so lucky. You should be so
close
lucky.
Your eyes. You won't even notice the beard.
It's like getting blown by a Brillo pad. No.
Please. You would.
No.
The cleanest your balls have ever been. Yeah. A Brillo pad.
No, his balls just went back up into his body.
Oh, like landing gear.
Oh, my God. That's great. Like landing gear.
It's going to be a bumpy landing. Not going to have your balls to slow you down, no drag.
Funny.
Just going to skid right off the runway, Joe.
Right.
All right, we'll pause while Pip collects herself.
Don't go ahead.
All right. So March 13th, 2015, subject when I hurt the most, Mr. Davin.
Ooh.
So she gives me a link to another one of her blogs.
How many blogs does she have?
She writes blogs. She writes articles. All this is the truth. I want to spread it around the world, like herpes and measles. All I want is to arrest Brown Cotton from so-called IC3 under FBI. Maybe you think I say it again and again. No, you do.
No, you do.
No, you do. You do.
All I want is tell truth, since I did call FBI and Interpol before. FBI head office told me they would help me arrest my scammer, Pedro Simpson. Then Brown Cotton contacted
me.
At that time, so-called James H. Miller, a U.S. commissioned officer from Marines, Pay.06, told me that my scammer, J. Anthony Merrim, is a criminal hacker, because that's what our military's doing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I did introduce Brown Cotton to him and Parker Green from U.S. Marines as well. Damn it all red. My question is that Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller on the news is real. Mess media sometimes lie to people, too.
Ah, is one.
Yep.
Look at that. No shutouts tonight. James Harrison Miller is what ABC 2020 announced it, Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller. Who knows the truth? ABC News 2020 called it Jeffrey Miller. But there is no real him showing on the news. They did a story on him, on the real guy.
Okay.
How, you know, his identity was being used by
scammers.
This James H. Miller is a scammer? Why? It is easy. Clearly. After getting to know James H. Miller, he asked me to pay, and this destroys my whole life. He introduced UK EFCC David Copper to Me. You, UK EFCC David Copper is a fucking scammer who told me that I have fucking funds from Jimmy Jones. Jimmy Jones got killed by Pedro Simpson and Jayanthi Marum. Sounds like he was at a fucking resort in the Dominican Republic.
Funny.
Brown Cotton told me he is from IC3 under FBI. This fucking FBI man does not know how to fly to Japan, lying to me that he wanted me and come to Japan to solve my debts. Because that's what the FBI is going to do. They're going to fly to Japan if they could just figure out how to solve your debts.
Right. They couldn't use like video conferencing or something. They're going to fly all the way to Japan. Because
Japan
help
is
you.
So close.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't find it, so it doesn't matter if it was close or far. He doesn't know where it is.
You're 14 hours on a plane.
Ugh.
Instead, he had sushi, and we called it a day.
There you go.
The truth is that I never see any fucking gold bars or funds back, but only mail saying he was working on my cases. Furthermore, Brown Cotton also cheated on me, saying victims, victim P, would get her funds back as long as she paid only some fees, but the truth, she never paid U.S. dollars, $90,000, never any payment, and she never gets any funds back like me. They asked victim C and A to pay for the fees to open the case files. Brown Cotton asked money again and again. This is so-called advanced fee fraud. I am a true witness. All of these are scams. I must say the truth today. Tomorrow come back.
Yeah, I know. It'll be a whole other story. Wow.
James H. Miller said to me, photos are being abused. He also reported it to military authorities. If James H. Miller is a real soldier whose photos are being abused, should stand in public to warn people not to get scammed. Well, that's what the whole 2020 thing was.
Yeah.
One should stand in public to warn people not to get scammed. One soldier, Adam Lingo.
Oh, that's new.
Did make a video for himself, and we did know he was a victim. This James H. Miller never stands in public. So she's putting what she would. She wants these people to come public.
Right.
Which they don't have to do.
No.
Fucking Parker Green is a mafia. This man is not a hero, but an idiot pig.
An idiot pig.
An idiot pig. I don't know. Is idiot the same as idiot pig?
It's separate words. Idiot's fine.
Idiot works.
We'll allow it.
Idiot pig is new.
Yes, we enjoy the new stuff. He told me he would help me with the funds. Finally, he threatened me to pay and pay since he told me my funds would come out. The truth is that I never see any funds. Lies. His daughter, Jennifer Green, is a scammer, too. She went to Scotland to clear the funds. Lies, lies, lies. All I get is never-ending payment. Corrupt Asia. That's the Asia cover band.
Corrupt Asia.
I only got one guy from like the original in it, so it's like Corrupt Asia.
I think that's the situation with the real Asia, too.
Foreigner, all these fucking bands. Yeah. couple days ago, I met four people from Malaysia. They told me, Malaysian government is very corrupt and they want black money in public. This is why many politicians are very good at money laundering, or they co-work with the black mafias or financial fraud stars to do money laundering. So-called Melvin Santos is a fake UN since he cheated on the victims, choking the victims. Parker Green threatened me for a reason. He can seize my funds. These people are fucking scammers. They ask the victims to pay, but the victims never get money back. By logical thinking, this Melvin Santos is a greedy man. He is not clean. He is a scammer.
Oh.
I've only been doing this shit with her for a long time.
Oh, my God. But she's not getting why he's a scammer, that he has no other influence. He has no other title. That's all he is.
Correct. Ball busting blue. Oh. The truth. I did pay lots of money, and I never see any funds back. These people threaten me because they have the reasons. They claim to help me. In fact, they do not help me, but she...
Sorry, I was... I was... Never mind.
And where were you?
Ran out of steam.
It's not so easy. But cheat on my money to destroy me. I want them to get arrested. All right, so I think the big takeaway from tonight is now she wants my help again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen her flip-flop about everything, but it's like, I think it's funny.
She's running for
like,
office.
That, yeah, all this time has come and gone, and all of a sudden she's like, you know what I want you to do on your fake show? I would like you to do this and that.
And send me your website so I can...
Yeah, so I can, you know, attach that and send that to fraudulent people who I think I'm sending it to some, you know...
But other than telling her off, I haven't responded to her. She's like firing...
She just keeps going. Yeah. Oh, really? That's true. That's right. You were just like, yeah... When you know, what have you done for me lately? And she's like, blah, 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 blah.
Fuck you. I am out.
I know. But now she's like, well, she's running in all different colors. I should have said ball busting blue this year.
But you did not.
I did not.
But I think that's the takeaway. She's back. She obviously burned the bridge with the other anti-scam group.
So now she's back.
Yeah.
Because you were at least entertaining her BS for a while.
Yes, but I do not feel as inclined to entertain her BS.
I gave her a three-act show.
I know, really.
What are our totals?
Okay, so it turns out that we had 9 Mr. Davins.
That's a lot of Mr. Davins.
That's a lot of Mr. Davins. Joe had said 5, I said 7, so I was a little bit closer, but no cigar. 1 Mass Media, I called that one. And 2 Idiot. And Joe said 4, and I said 10. So ooh, I overdid it on the idiot side. So
yeah, but we did have an idiot pig.
We did have an idiot pig. So we had 2 idiot of... One idiot and 1 idiot pig. So nobody really clearly won. I mean, I got the closest because I got it on the nose with Mass Media. So
we're all winners here.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we are. When it comes to Anne, we're all winners or we all are losers.
We all win. All right. Let's thank some folks. We got new sponsors to thank as well.
Yes, we do.
So let's get to it. All right. Let me find where we are in our reads.
Why don't I go first?
All right.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There will be one coming up soon, we'll let you know. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC. So as I said, got some exciting news. Got some new sponsors. Mm. Very excited.
Very excited.
And he dumped everything on the floor.
No, I need that another time.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so we have brand new sponsors to the show, KGI Design Group and Barnyard Lane Sign Company. The owner, Kim Poulos, will be joining us live in studio on June 25th. She's a little bit spitfire. She's got opinions. I like that. She's not going to be a wet blanket.
Awesome.
So that's going to be exciting. But before she introduces herself to you in person, she wants to drop a quick note to you, the loyal Davin's Den listener.
Hi to all the listeners of Davin's Den. We're excited to begin our adventure with Davin, Joe, Pip, and the Davin's Den family as a sponsor. We really can't wait to get on the show to personally say hello. See, we all need to engage with our audience, especially your business. And we start all new relationships, like this one and all the others in life and in business, by simply saying hello. Our company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, will make that happen for you. Our currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your customers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Bold? Provocative? Daring? Conservative? Classy or down to earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Our 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give us a call today at 516-420-0013 to help you to say hello to your ideal customers. Find us on the web at www.kgidesigngroup.com. Is this spelled correctly?
KGI Design Group.
Okay, it's missing an E. Okay, so it's what I have here. Sorry, I want to make sure I give them the right website. It's www.kgidesigngroup.com.
What's it have there?
It says D-S-I-N, so I was, like, making sure.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, they've actually done some pretty cool stuff. They did something with the New York Rangers hockey team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're pretty big deal.
Yes, nice to have them on board.
And wait, I have more. Follow and like us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtags Say Hello and Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. So again, nice to meet this amazing crew and audience. Hello.
Well, I definitely recommend following them. I've already done that. And,
cool.
I'm
going to do that too.
I hope all of you do that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, support the show. Support our sponsors.
Yes, Joe.
I will be.
No.
You
have a read too.
I never got a read.
Yes, you did. I sent it to the both of you.
Well, you can read it. I didn't read it. I'm getting stuff at
Barnyard Lane. This is my stuff. I love this stuff.
But this was his read.
I know, but I'm going to read it.
Did you see where I wrote, Joe will read this?
Yes.
I never saw it.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company. Shush now. Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in?
I'm in.
Create custom wood signs with total custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of our three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and The Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and some wine.
It's a cool way to get together with your friends and stuff and have a good time.
Women
relax.
Love this stuff. Love this stuff.
Guys like wine and painting.
Yeah, I know, but particularly women. Guys, when they think, it's a girl thing, but they really enjoy themselves.
They do.
Their evenings are super fun. Their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget King of the Grill or Garage this Father's Day. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013. They're such fun evenings to go and do these painting.
We got to go out there.
And yeah, these paint and wine evenings
fun. They're very, very popular. A lot of women I know go out and do that. Very, very, very good
awesome.
Night out.
Oh, yeah, but I've seen guys there too, and they just have fun. And you know what? When you have nice and friendly people like running the thing, they help you, so you come home with something really nice to show for it.
Well, we will talk to Kim when she's here on the 25th, and maybe we all make a field trip.
That
a
would
road
be fun.
Trip.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, road trip.
Road trip. Do a little drinking, a little painting.
Yep. Yay.
Sounds like a good time.
I love that.
Side Splitting Productions. You need a comic you call Side Splitting Productions. 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, or go to davincomedy.com and just email us, and we will hook you up. You definitely will have a good time.
HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, you can hear the Richter Observatory, which is a great show full of classic rock. So please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I'll be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Thursday. Go to govs.com and then click on to the Brokerage. Going to be an 8 o'clock show. Then I will be at the Red Room at the Broadway Comedy Club on Saturday. That show will be at 10:15. Go to broadwaycomedy.com. Check that out. And then on Saturday, I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Go to UncleVinny's.com or dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and information.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
I felt like he was struggling with spelling uncle there.
I was. It was late.
I was going, what is he spelling out? Yeah. Because I wasn't completely tuned in.
I thought it was going to take it a horrible turn. I thought he was going to throw a K in there.
I made sure it didn't.
The man from Uncle.
I mean, there could have been a K. He could have left off an E. He pulled it off, but it was touch and go.
The man from Uncle.
I mean, it was mildly.
From Uncle.
It was mildly better than the helicopter pilot who crashed in New York City last.
Oh
yesterday.
Man!
Your attempt, you landed it, so you did better than him. But I saw it going down in flames. Saw it going horribly wrong.
Oh man!
But you pulled it off.
You did well.
You can spell at a first grade level.
Thank you.
We're very proud of you, Uncle. Tiffany's. Unclay Vincenzo's.
Unclay.
Go see Joe at Unclay Vincenzo's. All right. Well, there you go. There you have it. We'll come back with this next week. We're excited for the new sponsors and the old sponsors, all of you folks who listen. We always love all of you guys, and we're going to get out to Long Island and do some painting and
there you go.
Sipping. And
yep.
And maybe more sipping than painting, but it'll still be fun.
everybody that I've known that's gone to that is always had a fantastic time.
Basically, what Pip is saying is, I'm driving. That's basically what Pip is saying.
Yes.
You'll be
calling
Pip back.
Yeah.
And so what we're saying is we're driving my car.
Yeah.
Because there's no room for our car.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Oh, you
know. Yeah, we'll firm that up with Kim. We'll get out
there. Yeah, that's
great. Cool.
Fun night.
All right. That's it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.